great news, Ben Pearson, new contract.
Yeah, look, he's been very good this season, especially last year. Probably found his feet when he was coming into the club. Saw a lot of potential in him, but he's certainly come back fit and strong. First part of the season, didn't get into the team, but that shows his character and his determination to get in and cement a place, and he's done ever so well. He's been one of our best players over the last few months since he's got back into the team. So reward of a new contract, I think, is vital for us to keep progressing as a football club. Reward for him. But he certainly knows that he can't stand still. He has to keep improving day by day, every session that we're involved in, game by game. But obviously, it's something that we look to do with our younger players and the better players to keep them tied down, because we like to keep them here.
Sounds like you've got most of your young, promising players under contract now for the long term, haven't you? Basically, you've gone through the list. There can't be many more.
No, I think it just shows you that we're a forward-thinking club that are looking always to the future. Don't want to leave yourself vulnerable to anything that potentially could happen. But, yeah, really pleased. He was desperate to sign. He's got to keep improving, he says, but the lad's got some ability. He showed what he's capable of doing so far. He's got to keep maturing, keep adapting to his game, and keep making sure that he improves and affects the game like he has been.
I've got to turn back to Boxing Day. I guess the big talking point was Jermaine Beckford. Have you got to the bottom of what happened there? Because we know Sheffield Wednesday, he got sent off, and he got sent off again on Boxing Day. People will say, well, it's a blip. First time, but he's done it again, hasn't he? So have you got to the bottom of what happened?
I had a long conversation with him on Tuesday morning, and he can't be any more apologetic, but he apologised the first time as well. And it's said after the game, things can happen in the heat of the moment, but I think as you get older, you should be able to control your emotions a little bit more, and also think about certain situations, given where you've just come from and how much football he's missed previously through injury as well. It wasn't a good day for him and ultimately for us as a football club. So he understands that we've dealt with it internally. Ultimately, he's going to miss 4 games, but there's other actions that have been carried out as well. So we have to act sensibly as a football club, and players have to be reminded that they can't be doing stupid things on a football pitch, because ultimately it leads to another player serving a ban, which means that we're going to be out a player again.
You know him so well. Do you feel let down by his actions?
Well, I feel let down by any player that gets sent off for needless things that can be stopped. I think if somebody goes in for a tackle and is unfortunate, then I can accept that, because that's just part and parcel of football. So if somebody brings somebody down, it's through and goal, it's part and parcel of football. I can accept all that, but I don't really accept sort of people kicking out, getting sent off for dissent, fighting, etc., etc. So, not just Jermaine, it's any of my players that I would be disappointed with if them actions are carried out and lead to the football club missing vital players at vital times. So, yeah, I'm disappointed with him. He understands that. We've just got to move on. We don't brush it under the carpet. As I said, we've dealt with it. When Jermaine comes back from his ban, he has to show everybody the commitment that we want to see that made him such a an icon as such of this football club, given the status that he showed and the performances that he showed in the past.
Is there a doubt in your mind as to whether you can play him at the moment if he's going to do that, because he's done it twice in 2 matches?
Well,
is there a risk involved with this?
Well, you'd like to think not, because a player who's in his mid-early 30s should be learning from every day that he's involved in as well. And that's other players as well, that they're learning. Then they should be looking up to Jermaine and thinking, well, I can't afford to do that because the club have reprimanded me. I'm going to let the team down, let supporters down. So that it's a reminder to them as well as Jermaine that we can't tolerate them sort of instances. So, look, time will tell what will happen in the future. I know I've got a genuine kid who's hugely disappointed, but he has let us down, as you said.
Looking at the next game, Sheffield Wednesday, is this really similar to the Leeds game in that it's at home, it's a festive fixture, huge crowd potentially as well?
It's going to be another big game for us, one we're all looking forward to. Team that are in a good run of form. We had a fantastic result to Newcastle the other night. I think they look very disciplined, organised. I think they've got 3 clean sheets on the trot. In the top 6, looking to progress beyond that. Missed out last year. We had a tough game against them at Hillsborough, but we showed at Hillsborough that we were capable of putting on a decent performance at times. We made a couple of bad errors. So it's a game that we know we can affect, that we can hopefully bounce back from a disappointing result. I thought the performance against Leeds at times was decent, and we didn't defend like we should have done as a group. And we're going to be tested because of the players that they've got available. But we've got to thrive on these big games, big crowds, and ultimately respond to the defeat that we did.
And thinking back to that Hillsborough game, obviously there was this the incident in which two players were sent off for fighting. But that aside, as you say, you created some good chances. Didn't you? You could easily have got something out of that game.
Yeah, even first half when there wasn't much in it, we still had some decent chances. I think Callum hit the post and a couple of other close opportunities. And even second half, we were certainly the dominant team up to the sending off. So I think Sheffield Wednesday will be aware of what we're capable of doing, and whatever team system we put out, we've got to make sure that we play our game. We stop the opposition from playing. We work hard. We're disciplined. But we're a threat going forward as well. So all them ingredients obviously lead to you trying to replicate a similar sort of result and performance to this time last year where we beat them 1-0.
And Forestieri, we mentioned him before, the Hillsborough game as a potential threat. Is he still their main threat, perhaps?
Well, I think they're a very organised, disciplined team that have got some decent threats right the way through. Fletcher played at the highest level. You'll have Reach, Ross Wallace, Bannon, Kieran Lee, if he's fit. They've got some very good, talented players, so we don't pick out any individuals to worry about. You've obviously got to make sure that we highlight the strengths and weaknesses of the opposition and do the right things again.
And in terms of team selection, Simon, are you looking? Is Paul any nearer, Paul Gallagher?
Yeah, Gally's trained all this week, so we're hopeful that he gets no outcome of sort of negativity. So we'll see where we are. McGeady's getting closer, just missed out on the weekend. So we've got some decent options. Whatever team we put out, we've got to make sure that we do the right things, as we keep saying. So Saturday, and it's very difficult at times to pick a team because we've got the game on Monday as well. We're going Saturday, Monday, where Burton, for some reason, are able to play on the Thursday night and get 2 days extra rest. But you know, I'm not using that as an excuse for Monday, but I have to think about the selection for Saturday and Monday as well. We'll concentrate on Sheffield Wednesday, but I've certainly got one mind on the game on Monday, given the quick turnaround of game time that we've got on our hands.
Just lastly, it is the final game of 2016. Looking back at the year, there's been the odd blip here and there, the odd rough patch, but generally speaking, how happy are you with the way things have gone?
A lot, really pleased. I think every football club up and down the country will have had some sort of blips along the way, and some clubs have had bigger blips than us and struggled even more. So I think what we can be proud of as a football club is that we've keep progressing, we keep moving forward. We've shown of our sign of our tent that we want to keep our better players here. I think this time last year we're 7 points better off. We scored more goals than last year. We're progressing, and that's all you have to keep doing. So really pleased with the players, really pleased with the people above me, backing me all the way, and the supporters have been fantastic. Just got to make sure that we keep doing the same thing from now till the new year and ultimately to the end of the season.